Okay, I have a PowerPoint. I'll say good evening, everybody. Nearly said good morning then. Good evening, everyone. And I have a PowerPoint, and the title is The Big Full Stop. And you won't understand that till about halfway through. And if we don't get to that, well, then you're going to go home and say, I don't know what quite that was about, but the big full stop is the title, and a bit later on that will come out. So I have been looking at and reading through Philippians a lot, and this was even before it came up. Something's happening with the microphone. I'm joggling the cable, so if I just don't do that, it will be okay. Okay. So I've been reading through Philippians, and I got as far as Philippians 1, verse 6. And I'm going to read that to you. And it says, I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers. So this is slide 2, if we could have that. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers for all of you. I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And that word work, as it's up there in the Greek, is ergon. But that scripture talks about his good work in you. His good work that he has begun in you. And if you were here this morning, you will begin to piece together some of the things that Andy was speaking about this morning about gifts all begun in you. Yeah, I'll do the handheld, please. His good. Started in you. That's great. Thank you. So, ergon is that word works. And that actually means things that have been made, tasks, and things actually that have been wrought. A lovely old-fashioned word, wrought, means like you bash metal and you make something from it. And that is actually partly in that word ergon. So it's to do with being created. And God has created in us good works that we should do. And we should carry on. He will carry those on until the day of completion to the day of Christ Jesus. So it's his good work in me. Now, the first thing I think about is I'm really relieved about that. Because if it was me in me, then I'm going to fail big time. If it's my energy carrying out his good works, and it's me having to work them out, I'm going to fail because I'm a sinner. I will fail. But it's his good work that he's created for me to do. It is him, Jesus, working in me. To work for Jesus in the best possible way. Efficiently and fit for purpose. And we heard a little bit about that this morning. If you look at that word ergon, we get the word ergonomically. Ergonomic. And if you go to IKEA and you buy a chair, right, we've got a chair in the office and it's all curved and you lean back in it and it fits your body. And if you go to IKEA, they have one of those chairs in a glass cabinet with the machine bashing it to make quite sure that it really proved to you that it's really wonderful to sit in. And it bounces up and down and it fits the shape. And it's created very ergonomically. And that comes from that word as well. But it means efficiently and fit for purpose. It means efficiently and fit for purpose. So, to work for Jesus in the best way possible, not with a humanly induced effort, because that leaves the door open for boasting and vain conceit, but working in partnership with Jesus, full of Jesus through his Holy Spirit, as we step out and step into what he has got for us to do. So, apart from the title saying the big full stop, you've got two pots sitting over here as well, and I might weave those in. You've got a really shiny pot, and you've got a really tarnished pot. You're already thinking ahead. And the other thing that I'd like to weave in is this whole idea of stepping out and stepping into what God has got for you. If you came to any of the Come to Me sessions, we did one of the last things, one of the last themes or ideas was that we should step out into what God's got for us. And I'm going a bit further now and saying step into it as well. And in a minute, we will have a look at Joshua. And we'll have a good look at Joshua 3 as an example. So we've got quite a few themes that I'm weaving together. So working for Jesus in the best possible way. What makes you tick? What motivates you? We heard about that this morning. We have each been created differently, and I have different gifts to Andy, and he's got different gifts to me. Occasionally we laugh, because occasionally he says, "You've turned into me," if I get very particular. But our gifts are very different, and we're all created differently. But the point is, what makes you tick? What is the trigger in you that wants you to step out and help somebody else? To step out and make someone's life better. To step out, not just in the church sense, but outside of here in your workplace. What is your trigger? What makes you want to go that bit further with somebody? His good work in you. His good work in you. So let's now look at Joshua. Let's have slide 3. From Joshua chapter 3, I'd like to give you a bit of the backstory for this. Just a bit before this scripture, in chapter 1, Joshua was to lead the Israelites into the land that the Lord had promised them. He'd promised them way back in the time of Moses. And the Lord said to Joshua, "I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Joshua. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead this people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give you. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." We're picking it up now. So that was the promise. That was the promise to Joshua. That was the promise to the Israelites. After 3 days, the officers went through the camp, giving orders to the people. "When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God," that represents the presence of God, "and the Levitical priests carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it." Do you imagine that great big ark? And they're carrying it, and only the priests can carry it. Only the priests. "Then you will know which way to go." And the ark was the presence of God. "Since you've never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 2,000 cubits," that's about 900 meters, "between you and the ark. Don't go near it. Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things amongst you. They couldn't go near the ark. They mustn't go near the ark. They've got to keep that distance. If they touched the ark, they could die. That is not the case for us. When we are in God's presence, since Jesus has died for us, we can be right in close to Jesus. We can be right in his presence, touching him because of the blood of Jesus. We do not need to keep a distance of 900 meters. We can go right into the presence of God. We can be in his arms. We can be talking to him. We can be discussing things with him through prayer. That's exactly what prayer is. And we can then step out and into what God has planned for us. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. Now, it says up there, you've never been this way before. So you move out when the presence of God moves. You follow, but you've never been this way before. Stay close to the ark, and then you'll see what the Lord will do. When you get up in the morning, the day you live, you will have not lived before. You might be in the same pattern. You might be in the same, it's a Monday or a Tuesday and you do certain things, but it will not be exactly the same. And the Lord says to us, consecrate yourself for that day. Set yourself apart for that day so that I can speak to you, so that you have my presence with you. Set yourselves really close to me and set yourselves apart, because the day that you are living, you have not lived before. So consecrate yourselves, set yourselves apart, wash yourselves, confess your sin, and listen to me. Be really close to me. It's talking about total surrender, total submission, and leaning into the arms of Jesus so that you walk out with him every single day. When Joshua spoke to the Israelites, he told them to consecrate themselves, which they did, and they had to listen to him. If you look at the next slide, he actually says to them, come on, listen to me. This is what God's saying to us. They had to do that, and then they had to take that seriously, and then when they stepped out, the miracle happened. You've never been this way before. You need to be clean, surrendered. You need to be a responsive people, consecrated to me. Listening, looking, waiting, obedient, and quick to follow. Our pattern is Jesus, who was totally humble, totally surrendered, and totally obedient. Stay close to me, the Lord says. You've never been this way before. Listen to me. Be close to me and step out. Okay, let's have slide 5, because the next scripture I'm going to read. So when the people broke camp to cross the Jordan, the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them. Now, the Jordan is at flood stage all during the harvest. Yet, as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan, and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. Now remember, at the beginning of this talk, I said that it was to do with his good works already created for us to do, our purpose in him. So I'm using Joshua as an example. Now the Jordan was at full flood, and they come, or the ark, the priests carrying the ark, they come right to that very water's edge, and it is absolutely full, the river. It's impossible to pass. It would be impossible. You couldn't do anything about it. In fact, the waters would have been flowing very, very swiftly. But as soon as their feet touched the water, the Lord caused the water to stand up in a great big pile. The ark, presence of God, goes ahead. They step out, it goes ahead, and they wait in the middle of the river and let everybody else go past. When the whole of the tribe, all of the Israelite tribes have gone, and they've all gone across, the ark then moves and crosses the last bit. And then the waters come crashing back over. You've never been this way before. Follow the presence of God really closely. Whenever you see a yet in the Bible, it means that something shouldn't really be happening, but it does because of God. This is what it looks like in reality. This is the situation. It's really bad. Yet God. When you see a yet, it's talking about the opposite to what is. Yet God. If the Israelites had not consecrated themselves, they would have been hard-hearted and stubborn. They would have been disobedient. But they weren't hard-hearted and stubborn. They did consecrate themselves. So God could move ahead with his purposes. It's the same for us. If we're hard-hearted and stubborn, God's promises for you and for me, what he's purposed for you and for me, will still be there. They'll still be in God's mind because they're created to be in God's mind and he's laid them out for you. But you won't step into them until you become soft, humble and consecrated unto Jesus. Then he can use you. They weren't hard and disobedient at that particular point in Israel's history. They consecrated themselves, they did exactly what God had said, and those waters parted. Faith arose at the first step. So when God says to you, do a particular thing, you're talking to somebody at home or you're talking to somebody at work and you have spent time with the Lord and you are in the presence of God and you're carrying that presence, just like the ark, out of your home and you're carrying it as you go out and the Lord just whispers in your ear, have a chat with that person. Have a word with that person. Help that person. Encourage that person. You're moving in what God wants you to do, and that is his good works that he has lined up for you to do. And as we've heard before, one thing can lead to the next, can lead to the next, can lead to the next, but you step out on the first thing. You don't know what 2, 3, 4, and 5 are. You just know what number one is. Now, when those priests put their feet into the water, they only knew that that was what they had to do. They had to put their first step into what God had told them to do. They did not know the rest, but then in front of their eyes, the water piled up. And in front of their eyes, the whole of the Israelites went across. I don't know whether you're feeling a bit like you've been perhaps shoved into a siding. Perhaps your life's in a bit of a lay-by. You don't particularly feel close to the Lord. You might be feeling a bit like this tarnished pot. Bit stained. You might be feeling that there are parts of your life that are a bit messy. And you're not stepping out into what God has got planned for you. You're in a lay-by. You're in the sidings. You're just pushed aside for a while because of circumstances, because of things that might have happened to you. What God has got planned for you has not changed. What God has lined up for you to do, created for you to do, has not changed. He is waiting. He is watching. And he loves you exactly the same as if you were this incredible, shiny pot. But you might be feeling tarnished. The Lord has still got his purposes for your life lined up. Philippians 3 verse 12, but one thing I do, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, I strain onwards, I press onwards towards the goal, the end prize, that end marker for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. So however you're feeling tonight, whatever's gone on in your life, I would just encourage you to get before the Lord and to press on to and press into, through prayer, through consecration, through basically getting on your knees and confessing sin and saying, Jesus, I really want to get into, step into what you've got for me. I would really encourage you to do that. And then one step at a time, you will come out of that lay-by. You will come out of those sidings like they put the trains for a while. When they're not being used, you will come out. And the tarnished vessel that you might feel like will begin to turn into this most wonderful, polished, shiny vessel for the Lord. Daily, daily getting before the Lord. There is no way I'm going to get all the way through this, but that doesn't matter. But now let's go to screen six, the big full stop. This is the title of the talk. If we go to John 15 verse 5, there is an amazing statement that Jesus says. This is what Jesus says to us today. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I remain in you, you will bear much fruit. Your good works will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And there is a very big, powerful full stop. Apart from Jesus, in your own strength, in your own energy, you can do nothing. That is what that big full stop is about. So when we get before the Lord and we humble ourselves and we set our day before the Lord and we say, Lord, use us today. Let me step out and step into those good works created for me to do. You are actually saying to Jesus, I'm attaching myself to you and I'm going to step out, Jesus, in your strength. Because apart from you, Jesus, I can do nothing. All my works are dust. Everything I endeavor to do by myself, in my own energy, it's just going to be like filthy rags. It's just going to be dust. But with you, Jesus, it will be lasting. It will have amazing effect. It will have treasure in heaven. And it will be my strength working out from you, Jesus. It will be that giving out of what Jesus has got for us. If we look at screen 8 in Ephesians, it was mentioned this morning. We are coming through to the end. It is by grace you've been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it's a gift of God. Not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance that we should walk in them. So that God prepared in advance for us to do, but the actual translation is that we can walk in. We can step into those things that God has got for us. And the Greek there is basically peripatio. It means to walk around. It means to walk around and step in. Around is peri and patio is to step in. That's where we get the word patio from. But with his strength, we can do it. Therefore, my dear friends, if you've always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it's God who works energy in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purposes. That word energy or energio is talking about the Holy Spirit. So when we consecrate ourselves, we're saying, Jesus, come and live in me by your Holy Spirit. Give me the strength this day so that I can step out and step into everything you have got for me. The last screen. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters or not for men. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as your reward. It's the Lord Christ you are serving. Shine his light into every situation by words, by deeds, in his strength. Step out and into what God has got for you. Press on, press on, press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you. But remember the full stop, the big blue full stop. Carry that out with you tonight, that you can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, you can do nothing. Absolutely nothing. But with Jesus. With Jesus, the most incredible things can happen. The Jordan was in full flood, yet God. You might be facing something at home, facing something at work, facing something that is just too immense for you. Yet, as soon as they stepped into the waters moved over. With God, the most incredible things can happen. Press on, press on, press on. with Jesus. Let's pray. Let's pray. You may be feeling tarnished. Tonight, just a little bit marked, a little bit away from the Lord. I'm going to pray for you in a minute. You may be somebody that doesn't know Jesus here tonight, and you want to know Jesus. If that's you, then afterwards, come up and Andy and I can pray with you and introduce you to Jesus, who is the most incredible person that you can walk your life with and step into every single thing that he has got lined up for you. His good works, his strength, to his glory, and it's an exciting, joyful life. Father God, we just pray now that where there are areas of our lives that are a bit tarnished, we haven't really been that close with you, Lord, I pray that this week you would help us to be close with you, to confess sin, to get close to you and to walk closely with you and to consecrate our lives again to you so that we can listen closely to what you have got for us, so we can step out and step into your good works, that we would carry joy in helping others, in loving out others with your compassion and your love. Father God, would you help us as we step out from this place tonight, out into the world? Would you help us this week? Amen. If there is anything that I've said tonight that you want prayer for, anything at all, just come up. There's a few people here to pray for you. And again, if you don't know Jesus and you're being pulled and you're being led to want to know him, please don't leave this place without coming and talking to us, and we will introduce you to the most incredible person that we know. Amen.